Hello, everyone, and welcome to Million Dollar Decorating, the only podcast devoted to the worlds of design, decorating, and beautiful living. I'm your host, James Swan, and I am thrilled to have you subscribing to the show today. And joining us for a really special edition to Million Dollar Decorating, and that is our new Market Buzz segment, where we go behind the scenes at major design events, bringing you interviews with design influencers and style setters, and keep you informed of all that's happening each and every day at the market. This afternoon, Wednesday afternoon at Las Vegas Market, I'm sitting here with two lovely ladies from the South who've come to Las Vegas to shop and to participate in a really interesting mastermind that another friend of the show is putting on. I'm going to let them tell you about that in a few moments. The ladies from Kendrick and Cole Interior Design, Joanne Kendrick and Kelly Cole, welcome to Million Dollar Decorating Market Buzz.
Thank you, John. James, thanks for having us on.
It's so good to have you both with us this afternoon. So I want you to first tell our listeners, give us the 411 on who you guys are, the firm, the work that you do. Kelly, why don't you jump in and tell us?
Well, we are a design firm located in Atlanta, Georgia. We've been together for 12 years this month. We do probably 70% residential and 30% commercial work. And we have been coming to the High Point Market for probably, oh my gosh, Joanne, like 16 years before we were even together.
Yes.
And then this is just our second trip to Las Vegas. So it's a very integral part of our business to attend these shows.
Wow. Joanne, you're nodding your head. She got all of that right, right?
Yes. Attending the market has been so great for us. We feel like we could probably give tours because we know it so well. But it was kind of nice to come to Vegas and get a little bit of a different vibe.
Yeah, you see some of the same companies. You see new companies. They're laid out in different locations. The showrooms are different. So it's a wonderful, fresh experience, isn't it?
What's really interesting, we found three vendors today that we had never seen before. Come to find out, they show both in High Point and Atlanta. We never knew they existed. Maybe because they were tucked away or we were so overwhelmed with all that, but because Vegas is so compact, we were able to find them. So just coming here for those reasons alone was amazing.
Isn't that incredible? It's kind of like walking into a retail store where they rearrange everything.
Exactly.
Since the last time you've been in. Very, very nice.
Well, and I think also, as much as we love High Point and we've been there so many times, we are so exhausted by the end of the 5 days that our brains are complete mush, whereas here, we really stayed fresh the whole time because we didn't have to go outside, and it was so compact. And so it was nice. We needed a change.
Good.
Well, the hotel experience in Vegas is much different from High Point as well.
So, okay, tell us where you're staying and tell us what the difference has been.
We're staying at the Aria.
Lovely.
So talk about luxury and comfort and all that.
And then an incredibly reasonable price.
Yes. And then High Point, you know, it's just a whole different, it's not as luxurious. It's all about location. And
we stay at the Radisson when we're there and they take very good care of us. And we walk into...
I was going to say, that's right in town.
That's right in town.
Yeah.
I mean, literally in the smack, in the middle of it. And their customer service is fantastic, and they take really good care of us. But the quality doesn't compare.
Yeah. Oh, well. Give and the take, right?
Yeah.
Give and the take. Now, you mentioned you're in town for another reason. Our very good friend, Kelly Ellis, has got something really interesting going on. Tell us a little bit about that. Joanne?
Well, it's a design mastermind, which is limited to 20 people, 20 designers, who are looking to sort of get together, brainstorm, talk about your business, where you want to go with it, what you want to change. Kelly and I are kind of in a little bit of a funk. Our company's a well-oiled machine. We've been doing it for a while. I don't want to really use the word bored, but I have to kind of say that might be what it is. We feel like we're on the cusp of something. So we think that, you know, being amidst other designers and somebody like Kelly, who's been so successful and such a good person, that maybe we can, you know, figure that out.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Masterminds are such powerful venues for change. I've been through a couple of them. in my business and even personally. And just having that incubator sort of atmosphere where anything and everything is possible. I'm really excited for you.
Well, and we're big on continuing education and pushing ourselves constantly. We have been coached for the last 12 years of our business. We've worked with Toby Fairley, Kimberly Selden, Design Camp. We've been to every single Design Bloggers Conference. We've been to every Southern Sea. We really value the what comes out of networking with other creatives and learning from the pros. But we got to a point where we almost felt that we could be teaching the classes. And so we took a break for a little while because they are quite a commitment and quite an investment. And then Kelly's came along, and we've been friends for a long time, and we've watched her and her success, and she's very genuine and she's very savvy. And so we're excited. It's just one day of being in a close-knit group at her personal home. And so we're thrilled. Yeah.
Exciting. Now you'll have to come back after the fact and tell us what the results were like. Would you do that
sometime? Oh, you
better
watch out, because Kendra and Cole is going to do something really big in the next year. Yes.
I can sense it.
Uh-huh.
It's
coming.
We told our office staff when we left, we're like, you guys be ready, because we don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be something really exciting.
and you're not kidding when you say something.
Kidding.
You don't know what it is.
Don't really know what it
but
is.
But you're confident that there's going to be a shift.
We have a bunch of ideas. We're talking through a bunch of things. We need encouragement and guidance. And that's when we rely on our colleagues that are have done the same thing. So, you just keep an eye on us for the next 12 months.
Okay. We'll track you, and then you got to promise to come back on the show and tell us all about it, okay? I love it. You know, something you just said sort of triggered a thought, and it's an observation I've made many times about our industry. It's a giving industry. In general, people are really willing to be supportive of their peers in all that they're doing, unlike, I think, many other industries where you just don't find that. How blessed are we in that regard?
Very much so. I think that we have found we have lots of cheerleaders amongst us. Some are not as willing to give up maybe some of the really dirty, skinny, you know, like, would you share your contract with me, or how do you charge, or whatever. But if you give, you get. And Joanne and I have always been, you can call us for anything. We'll tell you anything you want to know about how we run our business, strengths and weaknesses, what have you. And I think if you give, you get. And that's been good for us.
Well, I think one of the other things is when we've attended a seminar or a design event, it may not be the information necessarily that we got from that, but it might have been somebody that we met or several people that we've met. Perfect example of this is we were just given a job in Chicago last year. She's an Atlanta client who bought a condo in Chicago and asked us if we would do it for her. And we automatically said yes. And so we contacted Julia Buckingham, who's out of there. And within 15 minutes, she gave us all of her people, her installers, her upholstery people. Like, so it was so great because
our job was seamless. It was seamless.
Yeah, we met her years ago, and had we not attended that event and not met her,
you wouldn't have.
So you leave these events, and there isn't always something you can say right when you leave. People say, what did you get out of that? It might not be right this minute, but 2 years down the road, that was why we attended it. That was why it was great to have met her.
Nice.
And we would do the same for anybody else.
Of course you would. Mm-hmm. Of course you would. And in similar regards, it's what happens at markets like this. I mean, you're seeing a lot of amazing product. You've discovered new vendors who were literally in your backyard at home, but you're meeting people here. You're making those kind of connections here too. So it's all good. It's all really, really good. What have you seen here at Market that's caught your eye and caught your fancy? Is there something that jumps out to you as a trend or something new and fresh that you're excited about? Kelly?
Do you think we've really seen anything like really, really super new and fresh? I don't think we have. I think we're seeing there is definitely a very strong trend. I think it was established several years ago, but it keeps kind of transforming a little bit. But it's that sustainable, organic trend in lifestyle and living and decor towards woods and metals and stone and marble and glass and everything working together and mixed and very, what would you, like, things that have a story.
Well, to see a very elegant, let's say, table base that's in a beautiful brass with a reclaimed wood top, that you wouldn't normally see those two things together, but the mix of that is very cool. So seeing so much of that in lighting.
All over the furniture. And then the upholstery that goes with it, you know, leather and velvet mixed with iron, mixed with wood, just the high with the low, that, but just all that texture and that earthy goodness, it's I don't think it's going anywhere. I think our attention towards our global friends around the world and that artisan culture that brings a special story to the products that we buy and we put in people's homes, I really hope it doesn't go anywhere because it really resonates with us personally.
Nice, 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 nice. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Let you update us when we see you again next on that trend. Big important question we're asking all of our guests today. Who are you crushing on in the design world these days? Kelly?
Honestly, I've been crushing on Julia Buckingham for a long time. You'll see her work at Global Views. I crush on her because she's the nicest person in the world. And she goes 100,000 miles an hour. We've seen her office in Chicago because, you know, she helped us so much with that project. We support her in her brand partnerships, such as the one at Global Views. But if you go into, say, example, Global Views, and you look at the products that she's created for them, they all have a story. They're all wrapped around her her history as an art dealer. Her kids have really influenced her designs. And it's an incredibly authentic, which, again, is one of those things that resonates with us. So
very important. Joanne, how about you? Who are you crushing on these days?
I've been crushing on him for so long, and I can't stop the crush. It's Nate Berkus. First of all, he's adorable. I do love him. I love his whole Things That Matter, which kind of basically what Kelly said. So the story, the travel, having that piece that when you look at it brings back a memory. So,
it's his blue eyes. Just a minute. It is. In his hair.
Get in line is what I would say to that. good picks from both of you. We'll finish today with another pressing question, but inquiring minds want to know. A big part of market is getting all of your stuff from one point to another. So the bag that you're carrying is really important. So tell us about the bags that you're carrying today. Joanne, what about you?
I'm carrying a yellow bag that was inspired by Kelly's daughter, Riley, actually, who we were in the Hamptons last month doing an install, and Riley came with us, and she was carrying this yellow bag, and I just really liked it. So it's weird how you see something. So a couple weeks later, I'm shopping at TJ Maxx, one of my favorite places, and there was this yellow bag, and I said, I have to have this. It has all the compartments I need. It's a little heavy, but it's good. I like a pop of color in a purse.
And it's very chic. We've taken pictures, and we'll post those on social media a little later today, so the whole world can see. How about you, Kelly? What are you toting around
today?
Well,
mine's kind of boring, but it's the iconic Louis Vuitton Neverfull bag that is Neverfull, and I can put, you know, when we travel to all these markets, sometimes we need our umbrella, sometimes I need an extra pair of shoes, I always need the hairspray, I always need the Advil for the feet. We have a laundry list of things that go in the bag, and so I have to have this big bag. And the phone chargers, we got the Mophie in there. It's full. It's really full. Yeah.
Yep. Good one to have. Never full indeed. Never full indeed. Kelly, Joanne, so great of you to stop by today. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. We love talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. We want to say a big thank you to our subscribers who've tuned into the show today. You know how we feel about you. You're the best. You're the absolute best. You make this show possible by your support, by you tuning in each day, telling your friends about it, and helping us to grow. So go over to the website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you'll catch the notes from today's show. We'll post a link to Kelly and Joanne's website so you can check out all the amazing things that they're up to. While you're on our site, click a few buttons. You know the drill. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're there every day. And you can keep up with all the things that we're doing by those links. And finally, And most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful. Ready to collaborate, save time, and sell more? Use RoomStyler Live and see changes happen in a 3D photorealistic render while working in a 2D floor plan. View the results on any device instantly. Curious to learn more? Go to roomstyler.com/live or email sales@roomstyler.com. Thank you.